Hey there, low tide in Twilight fans. It's time for another episode of our favorite series. And boy, do we have a juicy chapter for you today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal Fujoshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert. I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal Fujoshi. Chapter 18 starts off with Taiju in a meeting with a lawyer who seems to be stalking someone in Taiju's family. Who could it be? We can only guess at this point, but it's clear that Taiju is determined to find out what's going on. But that's not all we get in this chapter, oh no. We're also introduced to Taiju's father, who seems to be quite the character. He's all about family and wants Taiju to settle down and start having kids already. Oh my god, Appa thinks that Taiju might be dating somebody, since he has been acting a little bit different lately. But Taiju brushes it off and heads home to Aeon. He's still in a lot of denial about his feelings to Aeon. And speaking of home, we get a sweet scene of Aeyun and Aeyoung. Aeyun comes home to find Aeyoung hiding a lost tooth from him. How cute is that? It's little moments like this that makes us fall in love with his characters even more. So there you have it, folks. Chapter 18 of Low Tide in Twilight. We can't wait to see what happens next. Will Taiju finally settle down and start a family like what Appa wants him to do? Who is the lawyer stalking in the Taiju family? And what other heartwarming moments will we get with Aeon and Aeyoung? Tune in next time and find out. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zeal Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zeal Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zeal Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work. and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zeal Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.